Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I had family in town. I was dealing with stuff. I was trying to deal with the holiday. I was trying to deal with this game. And there was just some things falling through the cracks. And I literally fell through the cracks. And like, I just like started feeling like I was having panic attacks, like I was having chest pains. I know I need to go talk to someone.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. Erin is fresh off the plane from Philadelphia for the NFC Championship rematch from yesterday that was more one-sided than not. She can get into all of that. I was in Dallas, Erin's second home away from home. How many times have you worked a Dallas Cowboys game in Dallas?
Oh, my God. We haven't even talked. I texted you and I was like, how's Dallas, my home? How was it? How great is it? Were you in my green room?
I'm moving there.
I know.
I'm moving there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who didn't want to move there? I'm sorry. Were we having conversations and you didn't want to go?
No.
Tell me everything. I'm also buying a Christmas present from you right now that just popped up on my Instagram. So while you're telling this story, I'm going to do dual whatever. Go ahead.
Yes, you're going to multitask. Okay, yeah. I love, but I also love, this is what we'll talk about later too, is the Instagram shopping. This sweater's from Instagram. And guess what? I accidentally pulled an Erin Andrews while drinking wine. I ordered two, so you're also getting this sweater.
I hope
you like it because I opened up the box and there was two and I was like, perfect, she'll love this. I have only been shopping on Instagram these days and I will have the same sweater and the same jacket that every other goddamn influencer out there will have.
Well, you better not get this for yourself because I'm getting it.
It is it populates. It's so easy. Double click and it's off and running. Although I did go to the mall today and I realized, wow, I need to get out more often because there's a lot of great options out there.
You went to the mall?
You heard me. I mean, it was like individual stores, but technically like that mall vibe, you know?
Where?
Like a Neiman Market. Like the Neiman's, the Saks. This is whatever. That is besides the point. I got your kid a Christmas present from there. They're having a great sale if you're interested. No, you don't tell me what I can buy and what I can't buy. Now,
what
going back
to
moving
to
Dallas. It's not a mall. It was on Wilshire Boulevard. It's like the string of shops. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's like Rodeo. I didn't venture down that one, but I went to the other ones. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Reach Bevwell. Write it down.
Go.
Are you writing
tell
it down?
Tell me about Dallas. I know I'm buying your present.
Okay. Dallas, I've never been into the idea of living there. I'm going to tell you why. Because when I lived in Denver, I felt landlocked. I was like, as a gal that grew up in Seattle, I like to be on the coast. I went to school in California, coast. Lived in Connecticut, lived in New York, coast. I don't like, okay, hey, you focus on what you're doing. I don't like, for those of you that
payment
are watching,
successful.
She's I hate when they says denied. Then I'm like, oh my God, is it that debit card that I had logged in from years ago and I lost that and now it's declined? Fine. I don't like living in the middle of the country because I just feel stuck. But Erin has always advocated, said, Dallas is amazing. You'll love Dallas. I don't go to Dallas very often.
Why? Because Miss Dallas herself over here was, yeah, is always there. And she has waved the Dallas flag for years now.
Love it.
I finally get to go for Thursday night football.
Great game.
I got to tell you, flying in, I didn't realize how much water there was there. There's the lakes, like South Lake. There's like, and I was like, as long as I have a lake, as long as I can see water, I'm going to
be
okay.
Have a pool.
And then that's not the same. No. I need to have like, I need to walk out and like see a vastness of water so I feel calm and peaceful. And here's the reality. We live in California. You go to the beach because you're by the beach. I'm not going to the beach every day. Okay. So I need to get out of my head this idea of like, oh, I live in California and I'm close to water. No, just unless you're going to the beach, you don't really. Okay. Flying back, flying in, I saw water, loved it. The people, the restaurants.
Where'd you go to dinner?
The one, Nick and Sam's.
Fine.
The old classic.
Yeah.
Al, I was the plus one of the Michaels family because they're just the frickin' best. And Linda and Jen and I were just having martinis and having a grand old time, as cute as can be. And so loved it. Loved
Stadium.
The shopping. I ended up at the mall.
Highland Park.
I went to the mall. First of all, I went to one mall and it wasn't really the mall that I wanted. So then I got back in the Uber and went to another one, the nice upscale mall. Mm-hmm. Fancy. I could get lost in that place. Anywho, then as we're flying out, I'm with Andrew Whitworth, who's a dream and used to live in Dallas for a little while in his off season between Cincinnati and then going to LA. He and I were looking up real estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. The amount of real estate, the amount of land,
mansions,
not the property taxes, like no income tax in that state. What are we doing here? I like came home. I said to Steve, I go, pack up the place. We're moving to Dallas. Like enough. What are
we're
we doing?
We're in the middle of the country. So when we fly to do Giants games, it's only 2 hours. When we fly to California, it's 2.5. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yep, I am. I'm really sold on this. And so then because I did a house and home project in Vaccaro, one of the neighborhoods in there. And so then I was like looking at the house today. I was like, this is where we need to be in life. So stay tuned for Aaron and I's big move postseason.
To Dallas.
Because it just doesn't make sense. I can't keep looking at my pay stub with these taxes being taken out. Anyways, I digress. So I had a great time in there. Great time there. And then the game was fantastic.
Where was your green room? Were you in my green room?
Yes, with your picture on the wall and all the things. And let's just say that was entertaining. No, you looked great. And it was wonderful. Everything about it, the Cowboys are just pure class and just they do everything the right way. So
the chicken fingers. Did you think of me during when the cheerleaders came out? Because I saw you on the pregame.
Renegade?
And I was like, if this bitch Thunderstruck does not think of me right now, I'm going to kill her.
So there was a girl in the there was a woman. I should call her a woman. She was doing the whole routine. And Sherm goes, wow, that one's really into it. And I go, no, she's doing the routine. Look, she's doing the routine. And I only knew that because of you and Ashley. So I wouldn't have known what was going on, but it was great. So, great experience. The game was fantastic. Obviously, my Seattle bias a little bit. I was kind of hoping that the Seahawks would at least sneak one in there because I know Dallas will be fine. But it was a great game. And Sherm almost lost his voice. He was like screaming. He was so excited. Yeah. So it was fun. Great experience all the way around. I'm moving to Dallas. Come on. Come one, come all.
Not to pump up the Joneses even more, but they are one of my faves. How much of it is such an experience? It's like even where I have to stand to do my open for a Cowboys game is right where the boys run out, which I love. Like they showed a shot in your game. Like Tyron Smith is walking out. Connor what am I doing? Anyways, Tyron Smith, Dak, and
Zach Martin. Who are you talking
about? Zach Martin. Why did I call him Connor? Zach Martin, we were walking out.
Because you have 700 different names in your head from last night's game.
So I was just like, they're my guys. And like they come out and this whole like robot experience is happening. And then they're like, Dallas Cowboys, not bro. Like, this is just experience. It's awesome.
And then Dion was there because he was promoting Prime season 2. So it was fun to see him. Yeah, it was just great. Really, really great. I know that the NFL schedule has those certain games that you circle and hope that it lives up to the expectations. And this one did. And then some.
So good. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Another one that I know that you have had circled since last year because of the NFC Championship game and the way that went down. Your interview with Brock Purdy was great. Most personality I've seen come out of that suite. Kid, so start from the beginning, go. Eagles, San Francisco.
Heading into that game, we were just like seeing that it was supposed to be 100% chance of rain. And I was like selfishly thinking, no, because I'd love to like actually look nice for it. And then I started thinking, we have so many great athletes. And then I started thinking like not about myself and about the athletes that actually get paid to play. Just we have such amazing athletes that are going to take center stage. And it would be nice if they didn't have to deal with a wet field, wet ball, all the things. Missed rain. It was fine. It wasn't that great. But, you know, my hair still looks like dog crap from it.
No, it wasn't. It looks fantastic. And you can get away with a slick back pony. Ooh, shout out real quick to the sweet girl that brought a Calm Down podcast sweatshirt to Dallas. She threw it over the railing for me to sign. She was adorable. And I just really hope that like anyone that is a Calm Down fan and does things like that, I hope you know how much it means to us. Okay, go. And you had a great pony, that jacket. The jacket was fantastic.
Before I get to that, I did a virtual speaking engagement on Friday before I left for Philly. And this girl, the gallery all shot up and this girl was drinking out of her Calm Down thermos. It was really cute. I was so excited about that. So I was pumped. Good. I took a picture of it. Yeah. Hair looked like crap. Weather was crap. But I will say I loved my jacket. Deets on the jacket, a Canadian company called Moose Knuckles. Yes. Take it as you will. Mm-hmm. But it was such a warm and fabulous jacket. And I know when Michael Strahan is texting me during the game and is like, that jacket's fire. I was like, we got it. It was great. I loved it.
Really great jacket. It's hot. Yep. And it obviously from that company, which is known for like very warm and does the job, that it was multifunctional. Good. It looked great and it kept you warm. Okay. So the game obviously ended up being lopsided and San Francisco won by a lot.
Wow. But they looked good.
Take us through sort of, you know, everything that was happening. I saw you out there pregame. She also, Erin, was doing a hit to lead into her Brock Purdy piece. And I don't know if she realizes that
seven hours before.
Well, her two things happened yesterday. Your feed was up before you did your hit.
Yeah.
So Aaron's hysterical. Actually, Vicky took a video of it because it was really funny. You're like, do all of your quirky, normal things, but like not everyone normally gets to see that. So it was great. Thank God you didn't say anything inappropriate.
Thank God. Scandals.
And then during the Rams game, I'm sitting there doing highlights and all of a sudden I look up on the feed and it's Steve and Khloe and Kelly and they're all
Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian, Steve Kandari and Kelly Stafford are all having a conversation. And this is, he's not getting back to me on text about something that was very important. And I go, oh, I know why you're not getting back to me on text. And so I'm sitting with my sweet researcher, Matt. And I was like, oh, well, there he is. There's the boyfriend. And he's like, wait, where's your boyfriend? I go, talking to Khloe right there on the feed because they were taking a shot of their suite. And I was like, look, Steve, maybe you should be careful about what... No, I'm just kidding. He wasn't doing anything inappropriate. But I was like,
be
all
careful.
I cared about was...
New York Post, Carissa Thompson in a fight with Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, here we go. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and write some headlines. I got some headlines for you. and your little dog, too. No, I love Khloe. In fact, Toto. I was just upset I wasn't in the conversation. So, yeah, those were the two feeds that I got yesterday that I was thrilled about. You
love it.
And Khloe and Steve and Kelly. All right. So in the game yesterday, I saw you bebopping around the field. You were having the time of your life talking to John Lynch pregame, doing all the things. Yeah. So
best.
Cute. And what is your favorite part of a game like that, of that magnitude? Because you don't get a lot of those like real big dog heavy hitters.
I just got my confirmation that what I bought you just went through. So my credit card cleared. That's good.
Well, thank you.
No,
I don't need anything. Thank you.
Right before we went on, like, it was obviously they turned off all the lights and there were all these little sparkling, like, green lights everywhere. They were doing their big, you know, this is Eagles. Like, you know, it's just cool. It was badass. The 49ers came out. The Eagles fans are MFing them, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, despite whatever you had going on during the week and how you feel like, shit, I'm never going to do enough prep. I hope I don't screw up this first hit. You're like, this is where I love my job. You obviously, you know, game wasn't as back and forth as we wanted, although there was a lot of drama. And I obviously was covering the 49ers sidelines. So there was, you know, keeping my eyes on all them, just watching Brock take the field where he had injured it last year in the NFC Championship. Debo, who I talked a lot of trash leading into that game. Well, just a little bit after the NFC Championship. He was fucking unreal. I mean, this is where two stories... Badass. Two stories from the yesterday's
Imagine
game.
Imagine trying to tackle that guy.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm going to get to my appreciation for the players in a second, but I have over the last couple of years talked about Kyle Shanahan in the press, walk-off interviews a lot. And I've, you know, had fun with the fact Kyle scoots. He runs. Yesterday, I was in like rain boots or whatever. So I knew I couldn't run. There's also not a lot of room to run. So where we were going was right up like the visitor's tunnel and it gets congested. You've got big bodies in there with the boys and I'm trying to scoot with Kyle. I am going to talk to Kyle this week on Zoom because we have them against the Seahawks this coming weekend. And I want to apologize to him. I feel so bad. And I'm sure this is the last thing on his mind, but it is in my mind. And I feel so bummed about it. I've talked so much about how Kyle runs and I've got to keep up with him and blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to fit through this tunnel with him, right? And I don't even write down stuff anymore with Kyle. I use my phone recorder. So then after I can hear it and write it down because I don't have time to do that and then walk.
Right.
I find myself, I took about seven like, you know, sprays of Listerine because I know I'm going to be up in his face and asking him about how the offense got back on track in the second quarter. And then the Eagles offense is known for being explosive in the second half. So what does his defense have to make sure they do? But Carissa, the tunnel is so tight. We're walking fast. I'm dodging guys. I am like on him, hitting him, like body checking him. And then my breath is in his face and I can't speak properly because I'm trying to yell. And Eagles fans are like, fuck you. Fuck you. It is so high pressure. And I'm like body slamming him and then breath in his face. And it's just, it was a disaster.
He
understands. Bad.
Well, first of all, you and I are the same way that we have phobias about smelling good, our breath, and just in general, because it's like, just
like,
you can't
body checking
that.
This man, but like, you know?
But he understands what you're you have to do and what you're trying to do. Like, if there's anyone like that, Kyle is so cool. Like,
he's
need to tell you this. Half the season with him. No, he doesn't care.
He's probably
like appreciative that you're like, you understand the urgency of like, we're trying to get in there at halftime and you ask enough questions where it's like, get the information you need and get out and not having to like take up 10 minutes of his time that he needs to designate to his team at halftime.
Everybody's always like with our podcast, they like the inside stories of things. That's what was affecting me at halftime and I needed to make an adjustment. I was like, I literally just sprayed Kyle with my saliva and my Listerine over breath and I body checked him with my like wet jacket the whole time. I just feel terrible. Again, I know it's the last thing on his mind, but I felt bad.
Well, guess what? He had a nice victory. He feels fine about anything. You could have like thrown water on him. He wouldn't have cared.
Or a finger in his face. The last thing I'll say about it is, you know, you become friends with these guys. You become big admirers of their work and their time. Mm-hmm. We went back to the hotel. We watched the Packers Kansas City game. That was fantastic.
Right, 'cause you're not flying out.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I went back into the room and I just started watching Instagram clips of our game. This is, unless you really love football, I don't know how much you'll care about this. Carissa, I had a front row seat. I know this is the last thing you'll think I'll talk about. Lane Johnson and Nick Bosa. Fucking animals of men, beasts of men, just going after each other. There were so many moments yesterday that I was like, these men that we have a chance to cover are the best of the best. And I am so grateful. I never take time during the game to really appreciate it because I'm worried, like, did I just hear what the guy said? How can I fill in? And should I put this in my post-game, you know, interview? There was a moment Lane and Nick Bosa are just beating the dog shit out of each other. And I'm watching Nick Bosa try to get off the field. And it's not like he was hurt. He was just exhausted. And then he comes over to the sideline. He's on one knee. And I'm like, these guys are badasses. There was another moment. It was clearly the 49ers had it. Trent Williams just walked over to the side I was on and went over to the 49ers fans and just went like this. Also standing on the field next to Deebo Samuel, who I'm not really close with because I don't really get to talk to him very much, but he was kind enough to let me interview him after the game. He is just watching the highlights of what he fucking did on that field and how he jukes the guy. Yeah. And he just, they're unbelievable. Christian McCaffrey is such a badass. It was just really cool. Like, I just hope like, I need to not let these moments pass me by, but these guys are unreal. I'm so honored to cover them. It's really cool.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you're taking time to enjoy your job and when you stay and not letting it just feel like the norm, because now that you're 20 years into this gig, and I feel the same way where it's not like taking it for granted. Like, I don't ever take for granted that like right after Dak wins the game, like he's going to come up to our post game.
That
and
was a good post game.
15 minutes with us and like be charismatic and and have fun with us and like be willing to field ridiculous questions or just sort of dive into the game, the good, bad and ugly. And that this is these guys' job. And I understand sometimes, but like we've spoken about it before and you specifically where it's like, you know, this is their job. And like their job, I get that some people might argue like, oh yeah, well you need to do interviews and you need to do that. You don't have to. And there's a lot of guys that don't. So the fact that like these guys, after they've just, you know, spent, and you think about like all the time, and yes, I get it. They're paid money. Oh, whatever. It doesn't
matter.
They're
still human.
Same thing as an executive that makes 20 times that what that person makes, and they're not throwing their body and their emotion and like all this other thing out onto the field the same way. It's just, totally aligned with you on how lucky we are to have a front row seat to this job, how lucky we are to be able to interview and to know these great players and great coaches. And like, you know, like I felt like that way, you know, seeing Sean the other day when we were in Denver and we talked about it last time, like, you know, this person who's trying to turn around an organization and yet will still take the time to like, you know, just do stuff. It's time out of their day. They're very busy day. Anyone that knows a coach or anyone that knows a player knows that during football season, like there is nothing else. So yeah, I don't think that we can overstate how grateful we are being on this side. And anybody that doesn't appreciate it on this side and just thinks like, oh yeah, that's part of the no, it's not. So knock it off. But we are lucky.
Can I have one bone to pick? I will say this, and obviously
I love when you have a bone to pick.
You had a chance to give him a hug the other day and see Aaron at MetLife. along with that, I just get really frustrated. And maybe it's when I feel like people don't know these guys like we know them. And we're very lucky that we get a chance to. But I remember, I mean, I guess now the rumors are that Aaron's not going to come back. But obviously last week and the week before, it was like, is he coming back? Could he come back? Mm-hmm. And then people were just giving their opinions. And I get that they're paid to give their opinions, but I just get so sensitive about it. I was watching one show one night and this person said, save your leg, don't come back. And I thought to myself, you don't even know him, first of all. Mm-hmm. And I get sensitive with that. But I also thought your attitude on television is just like, save your leg. Don't even do it. Like, I just get so frustrated because I don't know. It just bums me out. I don't know.
Well,
I
always think of, I don't think you have to apologize for that. I think that there's a couple factors in that, that we know that some people in television, like the theatrics, it's like, to your point, they're like, paid to that. That's fine. Everyone's got different roles in this industry and there's room for everyone. I just couldn't imagine commenting on somebody that I haven't firsthand spoken to or been like, and that's not true. I mean, I shouldn't do such a blanket statement because I know that we have analysis of players all the time in what they do. I do it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I do it on Thursday. But as far as like, their timeline of coming back from an injury or sort of that peek behind the curtain. If I'm not their doctor, if I'm not their psychologist, and if I'm not their friend, it'd be like if someone said to me, like, oh, you know, you had to sit out a few weeks and couldn't do your job. Like, it'd be so hard for me not to do my job because I love it so much. So if you want to come back and you know your body and you know your mind, like, and you can, like, that is ultimately your decision. So yeah, that's a whole other podcast that we could go on and on about, but we will leave it right there.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so those were our games. Obviously, incredible games for both of us this week, which is the best of both worlds when you get to have a great game and also go to cool places. Okay, so one thing that I, you and I both love, and this little clip, I know that you've done a podcast with Hoda Kotb, who I just think she is just the best. She's like a She's an Oprah,
she's
right?
She's a modern like day Oprah.
Everybody wants to sit down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to sit down and talk to her. She's so relatable.
She's great.
She just is. I don't have any relationship with her. I've met her once, but like you, I know, have, you know, been on the show and done her podcast. So you could speak to her
she's
more
great.
Than I could. But she sat down with Julia Roberts, and I saw this clip today, and it resonated with me because A, Julia Roberts got bangs. So I just want to
so
start
close
there.
To being friends.
Okay. So that's one by proxy. It makes me closer to her because
sure.
we also have bangs. Although her real flowing luscious locks are real and mine aren't. Okay. So we love Julia Roberts and we love her bangs. But Hoda was asking, she said, whenever you talk about your family, it feels like you're at home immediately when you talk about them. And Julia Roberts, who is Oscar award winner, one of the biggest movie stars of our generation and then some, and on the Mount Rushmore of actresses for me, she said, I give all the credit to Danny Motor, to her husband, for, she said, and that's not to turn it all over to him, but he is the captain of our ship and he keeps us going in the right direction. And basically just professed this intense love and appreciation that she has for him. And it resonated with me because I just think about all the time, like, you know, we need to be independent women. And it's like, look at us and we're doing all these things. And it's like, that's great. But there's also a man, if you're lucky enough to have on the other side of that, that is strong enough to let you be the woman,
yeah.
to let you be
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. And he's taking care of the kids at home, or maybe he's doing all these things that she can't do because she's on a set or because she's doing these things. And it's like her first thought when talking about family was that it's none of it without him. And I just thought that was so beautiful. And it was a testament as I'm trying to find my balance of, you know, feminine energy and not feeling like I always have to be like, well, I just have to do it all. It's like, no, like pass the baton off to a partner.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough in my life now to have a partner that I can pass it off to, because for the longest time, and I don't know if anyone listening feels like this, and if you do, then stay with me here. Inside my house was such chaos. I couldn't wait to get out of the house. It was like my peace was outside the walls of my house. And so I wanted to go on the road. I wanted to be away from the house. I wanted to do anything. I would like get depressed knowing I had to come home because I had to face this horrible four walls of my existence. Now I have someone that's inside the house that is peace. So when there's chaos, and there has been outside the house, I can't wait to come into the house.
Yeah.
It's like my safe space now. So there's been like this paradigm shift where I just appreciate having a partner that makes everything stable and smooth, because when I heard her say that, I was like, oh, she can like go out there and be her, and then she gets to come home and it's just like a great place to be. So kudos for all the men or the women, if you're, you know, or your partner, whoever your partner is, that keeps you steady so you can go out and shine or do your job, because I think that it's definitely something I've never had. So when I now had it, I'm like, oh, and it was nice to hear her say that.
Yeah.
So Julia, I see you. And Hoda, you're adorable. And Danny Motor, you're the captain.
Yeah. So I'm the captain.
Good for you.
It's a good transition, because I've really struggled this week with, I can't do it all. And I would love to know, and I've talked to Hoda a little bit about this. And I'd love to talk to Julia whenever she has time for us to come on the Calm Down podcast, of when she maybe, what's the word, when she not gave up, but was just like, okay, I can't do this all.
Surrender to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last
and
week,
not try to keep all the balls juggling in the air.
Yeah,
yep.
I had family in town. I was dealing with stuff. I was trying to deal with the holiday. I was trying to deal with this game, and there was just some things falling through the cracks, and I literally fell through the cracks. And like, I just like started feeling like I was having panic attacks, like I was having chest pains. I know I need to go talk to someone, because I'm having a hard time surrendering. I'm having a hard time thinking like, well, if I give this power up, then what's going to happen to this? Like, even little things, Carissa, like prime example, turning off, making sure I have somebody help me turn off the alarm at my office. So when the cleaning lady shows up on Sunday and I'm at the field at the link,
it doesn't
early,
go off.
It doesn't
and
go
you get
off.
The $300
showed up.
Cops show up. That happened to me. And you're paying $350 because they didn't have the alarm code. Yeah.
And after I get off live with the pregame show, I look down and I've got 17,000 texts and missed calls, and I'm crying.
Yep.
And I'm just like, my husband's like, I will do it. You need to just tell me. And it's me surrendering the power. And then, I, you know, the line I gave him And one of my girlfriends last week was like, I feel like I'm just giving 20% of myself to things in my life right now. Mm-hmm. Whereas before I'm like 100 here, 100 here, 175 here. Like I just, and I feel like nothing is coming out right. And it was really refreshing because I was having this full-blown meltdown, which I felt like an asshole doing because my girlfriends, Megan Carter, Jacqueline Quick, have multiple children. And they said, I felt dumb telling them that when I have help and I only have one kid. Wow. And they're like, but we don't have a full-time job where we travel. So that think of that as an extra kid. Mm-hmm. But they were like, this is called motherhood. And this is what it's going to be like. And I was like, wait, no, this is what it's like. This is wild. There's a lot of lessons I'm going to have to learn. And I have to just, I have to be nicer to myself. I have to be nicer to my husband. I have to be patient. Yeah, there's a lot of lessons. And I think I thought it was going to be a lot easier than it is.
Okay. And I will say this, and I don't have children, so I can't lend any perspective. You do, though.
You have dogs and you have jobs and like you have houses.
Sure, I have responsibilities. Like sure. But that's not a human. I will say this, though. Give yourself grace. Because I don't have children, but I have similar meltdowns, the same thing where like, and I'm sure anyone that's listening has a multitude of responsibilities and whatever those look like and that you do feel. And that's why it's all relatable because people are like, how do you do it all? Right. Mm-hmm. The key is not feeling like you have to do it all.
Yeah.
Outsourcing some of those
but
things.
We like and not doing it all.
We do, but I have gotten so, I have to tell you, I have gotten so much better. I walked out to this garage and this garage was a hot mess because this is also where I do the podcast and it's my house and home office. And I had it doubled as storage because I had to deliver a bunch of stuff to the ranch. Anyways, long story short, I walked out here and now I can't find it to Steve putting this garage back together. And there was a night. Oh my God, look at my coochie's hair is also still on here.
Oh yeah.
So there's that. On this notepad, Steve had written a nice note and he was like, you don't have to do it all. Lean on me. And it was like, Lean on Me. What a great song and movie that is. But anywho, you don't get an award for doing it all. I think that the strongest people that I know are the people that say, hey, I can't. So I'm going to designate the people that I'm going to outsource this and I'm going to outsource this and I'm going to go to work and I'm going to focus on making the money to pay for those things. Mm-hmm. And then all works harmoniously together, but you have to give yourself some grace. And my dad taught me this one thing. It's called CNN, CNN, like the news station, but not the news station. Critical, need, and nice. And you need to make a list. What things are critical that need to get done this week? What things need to get done this week? And what things would be nice to get done this week? And then you're a big list person. Go down the critical and check those things off. But then like, if you don't get to the other stuff, that's okay. Or sit down with Jarrett and say like, hey, the cleaner comes on these days. If I can designate that to you, I didn't pick up the dogs from the dog groomer. Steve went and picked them up for me because before I would be like, I have to do the dip.
I know.
Divide and conquer. Like you guys are a team and it's the same thing that you would do. And think about, we love covering sports. Debo Samuel doesn't play defense. Debo Samuel isn't on special teams. Debo Samuel doesn't play the quarterback position. Debo Samuel does his job. Christian McCaffrey does his job. Everyone do your job. And right now it is football season for you.
Yeah.
And you need to focus on that. And you need to focus on being a mother. Like those are those things.
Yeah.
Like who cares that the house isn't perfect? Who cares if you're... So I just think that you really need to give yourself some grace, pour yourself a glass of wine tonight, sit on that couch with that beautiful baby and dog and husband of yours and make a list and outsource some of those things. And you are not a freaking hero by doing it all. And by the way, like who wants to do that? Like,
I know.
There is no award show at the end of this life that says you did all of these things. No, your kids
I'd probably
gonna remember
bail
how
on it anyways, because I don't want to go to anything right now. Like literally, I don't want to go anywhere and do anything. But don't you feel like sometimes for me or it, I'm like this. I don't know about you. I'd rather not delegate stuff because it's going to take me too long to explain it. I'd rather just do it myself.
Some of those, but that's where
but
it falls
then I don't
under-
do it. And then I do the pregame show and my fucking alarm goes off. And
nope.
But things that's like where, that made me cry. Dumb.
But that's where you have to say like some of those things are too small. You don't need to be doing them. Like that's just simple text like, hey, can you undo the alarm or set yourself a timer and undo the alarm before you do the pregame, whatever it is. Like there's always going to be a solution, but the point is not getting so backed up and then have, I need to take my own advice because I'm the same way.
I know.
But I think that I also like, I had to do two things tonight. I was supposed to have plans to do two things. I bailed on both of them because I was like,
I'm bailing on everything.
And I don't feel bad anymore for doing that. Yeah. And I'm just honest about it. I'm like, hey, you know what? Now's not a good time. Let's pick it back up at the end of the season. And my, you know, whatever. It's okay.
Yeah.
By the way, people probably like when you bail. So release yourself and get surrender to like needing to do it all. Before we let you go, though, we let you go as your guest on Calm Down podcast of mine. Your shirt is, and that's all, put it all in perspective. My
first ever female recipient
of the Pat Summerall Award, which is, I'm so proud of you for, from last year. You're wearing a St. Jude shirt. Tell everyone who can see it and tell everyone who's listening how they can get involved.
Well, and then I wanted to bring that up. This shirt saves lives. St. Jude, obviously. I mean, if you don't know about St. Jude
incredible.
Just look at them on Instagram. Look
Marlo
them up.
Thomas.
It's just one of the most amazing experiences, places. What they do is just God's work. But I will tell you, and then you get in this spot and, you know, where I am, and I've been this last week where I just like everything, you know, sets me either over the edge or like makes me emotional. And I sit there and I look at St. Jude stuff. And now that I have this baby, I'm like, oh my God, like relax with your life. It could be so much worse. Like I have no reason to be stressed out. Like these parents and, you know, these doctors that are trying to save lives are the ones that have, you know, so much responsibility and stuff going on in their life. So, you know, I just basically, when you come down to it, I've really been a ball of fun. You know, I really have.
No, you're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great. And here's the thing. You don't have to apologize, and you don't have to also, yes, what's happening at St. Jude and those babies there and those kids and those families, that's their journey. And you shouldn't, like, you are doing what you can to support them.
Yeah.
Like you don't, this is, you have your own path and your own certain things that are stressful. But the fact that you even acknowledge that there are bigger things out there.
Yeah.
So give yourself some grace. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Grace. She died 40 years ago.
Is your house on fire, Clark? We're on fire, and we could talk for another 45 minutes, but we'll wrap it up here. Plenty more to discuss. My to-do list is my list of topics.
Headline in the paper. What do you think it's going to be? Erin Andrews. She's a mess.
Erin Andrews breaks down, and Steve's having an affair with Khloe Kardashian. Thanks for tuning in.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.